This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I could not be more excited to share today's episode. It's a conversation with a relatively new friend of mine, someone I connected with for the first time around the beginning of the year, so a few months ago, and instantly felt this amazing connection to her. Oh, she inspired me immediately. She has the most amazing story of personal growth, enjoying the journey, doing things that scare her, facing and overcoming insecurity, and she's going to be sharing so much with us. We actually recorded this a couple months ago, and with everything going on with Primal Potential, we're just releasing it now. So this is a conversation we had in February, and I knew I wanted to have her on the show when I saw, and you'll hear me tell her this in just a few minutes, but I saw one of her posts on Instagram after meeting her in person that said personal growth was her drug of choice. And I loved it because for too long in my own life, I saw self-improvement as like a burden, as this sacrifice that I was making. And that kept me from creating changes in my life because I just had the wrong perspective about this idea of personal growth. So we get into an amazing conversation about that, as well as insecurity and comparison and feelings of not being good enough. Tara is one of the most real inspirations I've ever met. She is a performer. She is a coach for people who are looking to create personal transformation in their lives. And after struggling with her own insecurity and comparison and just kind of living a smaller than necessary life, she created an entire new fitness movement. And we've been talking about some fun collaborations together, but it's called Tone and Tease. It's like dance and fitness and confidence and overcoming insecurity and embracing your inner sex appeal and making it not so inner anymore. Oh my gosh, she just gets me so fired up. And we just have a very candid conversation about personal growth, about overcoming limitations, about what to do when you feel like you aren't good enough or you're comparing yourself to people around you. And it's awesome. I'm going to link to everything Tara has going on, how you can connect with her, how you can follow her on Instagram. I love seeing her posts come across my feed. Everything she's up to in her business and in Tone and Tease. She's got a lot of different things that she does, and she does them all with such energy and such poise and such authenticity as well. Like, she's just one of those people that's real. So you can go to the show notes, primalpotential.com/586 to connect with Tara to learn more about her. I can't wait to share this conversation with you. And my challenge to you, if there is something that resonates with you, if there is something that you like so much that you're nodding your head or you're writing it down, my challenge to you is to ask yourself and answer what you will do with it today. Don't let it stay in the realm of idea. Don't let it linger in the realm of inspiration. Turn it into action. Turn it into action. And definitely connect with Tara. At a bare minimum, start following her on Instagram so that you can be inspired and encouraged every day. We all need a little bit more of that in our lives. And you can get all those links at primalpotential.com/586. Everything we talk about in today's episode will be linked up there. Every way to connect with Tara and all the amazing things she has going on. I hope you enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on the other side. All right. So, Tara, welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am so excited that you are here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited too, like that we're finally talking.
I know. So everybody has a sense of our first conversation was on a limo bus. Right?
Toasting champagne.
We were toasting champagne. But,
like, I feel like I've known you for so much longer. It's always so strange, right?
Instantly, our conversation was, oh my gosh, me too. Yes. Oh, I so get that. I love that. Book recommendations and things we've learned about relationships and all of that. We were just like simpatico from the jump.
And uh-huh. Half sentences with you totally understood everything I said.
Exactly. And I wanted to have you on the show talking to my listeners because I have... I'm biased, but I have an incredible listener base of people who are so devoted to making their lives better. And
I love that.
I know, it's incredible. And they're so honest about where they are struggling. And where I wanted to start with you comes actually from something you posted on Instagram. And everybody, I will put in the show notes all the links so that you can connect with her and see all of these inspiring things that I'm going to be referencing in our conversation because it is just endless inspiration that you bring into the world. So thank you for that. One of the things that you posted is that growth is your drug of choice. Do you remember that post? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago. Yeah.
The reason that I want to go there, my listeners know this, and I think I shared a little bit of it with you as well, but I spent most of my life over 300 pounds, super depressed, and battling against myself. And when I wanted to lose a lot of weight, when I wanted to get out of debt that felt like it was suffocating me, felt like it consumed my thoughts and like took up my future before I even got there, I saw the path to the life I wanted as a burden almost. I really had this perception that losing weight, starting a new career, getting out of debt, creating financial security and wealth was like this uphill grind, this slog, all about discipline and deprivation and restriction. And I know that so many people listening feel that way too. It's them against their desires or their self. And so when I saw your post, growth is my drug of choice, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. So many people see it as a chore, a burden, something that they just have to put themselves through versus what you've learned from your experience, what I fortunately figured out through my own experience. It's actually the highlight of life to give yourself the gift of change. So tell me a little bit about what that means for you and also how you work with your clients to get them excited about their ability and desire to create change.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And by the way, your story is so inspiring. Like, and no wonder why you have such dedicated listeners. I know you can relate to growth. The thing is, it's pretty basic. If we're not growing, we're literally just staying the same, right? And I remember when I first, I had started therapy when I was like 10 years old. So I was pretty young and it was uncomfortable. I remember like I was 10, it was like weird, you know, and I had gone on and off my whole entire life. And then when I became introduced to personal development and coaching, life coaching and NLP, like, you know, all of that, I was like, what is this? Like, who's Les Brown? He says that we can be, do, or have everything, anything that we wanted. Like, you know, learning about universe and your energy and your thoughts, like, become reality and, like, you attract. I'm like, it was just, like, a lot, right? So I started with a coach when I was about, oh my gosh, 32, 33. So that was, like, 8 or 9 years ago. And I've been really dedicated to coaching and my personal growth, right? Mm-hmm. And when I first started, it was so uncomfortable. And I thought I knew everything, right? Like, because, you know, I had just started into like my own business. I had done great things with dance. And like my coach just kind of laid it out for me. And like, I remember I was crying on the phone. We talked about like, you know, things from the past. And it was just like bringing up all these things that I thought I had worked through, you know, in years of therapy, but it was just a different type.
Yeah.
You know, training, so to speak. And then I would go to these events and I had to talk to people I didn't know and share these stories. And it was uncomfortable, all of it. However, every call I left, and I actually am getting chills as I'm talking about this. And I feel like anytime I get chills, like it just makes me happy because I know it's like, you know, in alignment with like what I want to share or like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But anytime I left these calls, I felt different. Like whether if it was a bad call in my sense where I was crying or mm-hmm. like, you know, a call I loved. And I couldn't wait for the next one. And I would do something different. My posture was different. My energy was different. I would leave an event, and as uncomfortable as I was, like I probably became really good friends with the person that I, you know, felt uncomfortable, or like being up in front of the room, starting to like speak and share my story, like sweating, you know, but yes. all of these. Yeah. And you still, it's so funny because you were just at the mastermind, and just to stop right there real quick, I've been doing this stuff for years. I've spoken on stages in front of like a few thousand, a few hundred. And I got up in front of that room at the mastermind, and like, I almost drew a blank again. I got really nervous because the people in the room were very successful and like significant. And like, these are the stories I'm telling myself, that they were better than me. And like, at one point I just said, guys, you want to know what I need help with this year? Being able to get up in front of the room and not think that everyone's better than me. Yeah, this is what I teach, but I feel like no matter where you are in your life, your career, your body, your bank account, like many of us feel similar ways. So in me doing this, like it was just a commitment over and over again. So I like to compare it to, we go to the gym and we eat healthy. Now, we don't just do that for like a year or like a year and a half or even 5 years. We do it consistently over time, like throughout our day, throughout our week. And the same thing with growth. Mm-hmm. Like, and I had also had a post that like, if, you know, if we're not training our brain to, you know, deal with the things that come to us on a daily basis, then like our brain's going to take over, and it's going to like, it's going to take the wheel and navigate us through life. And I only share this because I've been on both ends of the spectrum. And because I'm human, I still fall into the old patterns that I used to before I even started this. But now I just feel like I have the tools for myself, and like I'm just so passionate about sharing them with others because I know people are struggling. And I don't really like to use that word because I come from a victim mentality, so I know other people are there, and I just want them to see that they can get out of it. Like they're better than their thoughts or you know, what they're telling themselves on the daily.
I love that. And you know, speaking of chills and sort of knowing that you are aligned with what you want to do, I was sitting today thinking about what I wanted to have you share, where I felt like you could not only shine brightest, but also make the biggest impact on my listeners. And we are recording this for those who are listening. Oh, I guess if you're hearing this, you're listening, but we're recording this on February 19th. And I, in a busy day, took a break to read the February 19th passage from Mark Nepo's The Book of Awakening, which I love, and you guys have heard me mention it a million times, but this is how it begins. It says, "The glass blower knows, while in the heat of beginning, any shape is possible. Once hardened, the only way to change is to break." Mm-hmm. And I loved that so much, and I instantly just knew that that was confirmation of what we were going to dive into today, because to see change as a burden, as a chore, overlooks what you're opening yourself up to. Because on every single level of calling yourself to be better, to do better, to learn a little bit, you're expanding your life as opposed to going through the same motions. Like, we don't go to the gym and do the same thing at the same intensity, the same pace, the same weights every day forever, because there's no growth there. And when we run a little faster, when we lift a little bit more, when we do something more explosively, it feels amazing. And that is the shift that, like, oh, if we could all keep that top of mind, that this thing that feels hard is so that we can get to that next level, just like the heat of the glass blower and the shifting of the shape might in a moment seem really hard and scary, but in the macro, the big picture is, it is this beautiful thing making space for something even better.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I just wrote that book down. I'm going to have to
grab
that.
You must.
You must. It is one of my favorites, and I am an avid, avid, avid reader. So along those lines, one of the things that can get in the way of our growth, and just going back to the mastermind example, I experienced the same thing. I've talked in front of 15,000 people and felt confident and secure, and I stood up in front of that room of 40. You almost went blank. I did go blank. Like I was the first one to share, and I would have rather like run from the room without my clothes on. Like that's how much I didn't want to do that. One of the things that can hold us back from taking those steps that bring us to a higher level, doing those scary things that expand our world, is this story of insecurity. And telling ourselves a story about what other people might think, or we might look stupid, or we're not smart enough, or we're not successful enough, or we're not thin enough, and it stops us from living our freaking lives.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, I just like want to like, hallelujah back here. I'm listening to you and it's the truth.
When you are working with clients, because one of the things that is in your zone of genius is helping people step out from behind the stories of their past or their perceived limitations. How do you help them with this big monster of insecurity, of perceived judgment? Because that keeps us stuck. Like where do you start with that with clients? How do you work on that yourself?
All right. So I'll start with my clients because it all kind of fell into my lap, so to speak. But like, again, talking about the attraction and like going with like what you're passionate about. And I also feel we teach what we need the most so much of my life, I've definitely like, you know, thought that these things were meant for other people or like, you know, like success was for other people. Like it was just out of my realm of like even a thought. Mm-hmm. Right. So I've been in dance and fitness for, oh my gosh, 2 decades. And I remember when I left the gym I grew up in, so to speak, I went to another gym and they wanted me to create a format of fitness or dance. And so I went on the website and I found this class called Strip Bar and it was like, it looked really fun. So I like kind of went off of that. And this class called Tone and Tease kind of just like grew as the years went on. So basically I would just, I started off just like teaching like some dance with some basic dance moves and fitness moves with a sexy edge. And I'd have really fun music, but like, it evolved so much that I remember in the beginning of class, like there would be women in the back, like kind of just arms crossed, checking me out. Like, yeah. And then within minutes, it was like they were taking their hair down and they were like really feeling themselves. And it was like, they were in their body. And I was like, this is really cool. And at the end of class, people would be like, where can I do this at home? Like, can I get certified? Like asking me all these things. And I was like, you can't. Like this was years ago. Right. So then I started to do Lori Harder's Bliss Project, and I added a little bit of speaking to it where I shared my story because I noticed that people were looking at me coming in these like, you know, tight outfits, like hair down, lipstick, high boots, like feeling and looking so confident, right? Mm-hmm. And I did because I was like, in a sense, stepping into this alter ego. When I teach, it's just so innate in me to like let everything else go because the focus is not on myself. It's on the people that like I'm serving, so to speak, that I'm teaching and helping move them through. Mm-hmm. So when I shared part of my story and about my thoughts, it gave them the space to be like, oh, you feel that way? Stop. So once they knew that, like they kind of relaxed. And then like before I even put music on or teach them a dance move, we go through intentions. And something that I like to do on the daily, whether I have it written down or I say it in my head or like do a power move, so to speak, you know, if you ever listen to Tony Robbins, he's very much about, moving emotions through your body, just in a simple stance or like his power moves that he talks about. So we just stand up, we yell, before the music even turns on. And then I just have them like sway their hips back and forth. And we talk through like what's going on in people's minds on the daily, just like you said, the noise that we have in our heads all the time throughout the day. Like NLP says that we have about 70,000 thoughts throughout the day and more than 70% of them are negative and they continually go day in and day out. And that's why I have daily practices, you know, from all the coaching. So, yeah, so that's
can I ask you a question about that?
Go ahead. Of course.
Your daily practice, in addition to sort of your stance and the way that your body is, do you have any mantras or affirmations that you would be comfortable sharing? Because I know a lot of people listening are like, that sounds great, but give me an example. Give me a starting point. Do you have any mantras or affirmations or any part of this that you are doing that somebody could begin with today?
Oh my God, 100%. Yeah, I actually have them on my phone. So that. Guys, I 100% recommend you putting however, like notifications on your phone so that they pop up and they pop up literally at the best time. So a couple of them that I have are interrupt the pattern. It's not that serious. Stop making up so many stories. Yes. I'm a perfect work in progress and I'm a magnet for all I desire. I'll give you two more. My life is perfect as it is and I'm capable of making any changes as I desire. And all I need is always taken care of. I am safe.
I love
because
that.
I have like, and just for all you guys, you know, I loved a podcast I heard about anxiety or depression, and it's not something that we have, it's something that we do. And I for much of my life, I did anxiety and depression really, really well. And I was a victim and I created stories. And it's not that like I don't do these things or feel these things anymore, because I do, but I have the practices of quieting my mind, and I love Abraham Hicks and her thought process and Joe Dispenza, and all of these people combined like have helped me throughout the years find what works best for me, because I don't believe that every single one of us need to sit Indian style, close our like with like no noise and meditate for 20 to 30 minutes. That's my opinion. I think we all find something that works for us. And for me, quieting my mind is like teaching, moving my body, you know, guided meditations, reading, you know, I have these practices that help me. So yeah.
I love that. And a couple of yours reminded me of a couple of mine, and I am so the have reminders for yourself person, because let's not rely on clarity of thought when we're deep in our feelings. And I have always had, when I started with kind of trying to change the way I was thinking, because like you, my thought process, I did negativity well. I did shame so well. I did criticism like a champ. So changing that was so tough. So I carried around with me these note cards, and I had one on my desk and one on the dash of my car and one in my bathroom and one in my purse. And now, like you, I have a note in my phone. But one of them that helps me the most, well, really two, I'm curious, not critical. Because if I'm catching myself in criticism, like, how can I be curious here in a way that I'm seeking a solution? And the other is I look for the beauty and the strength within me. Not just physically, but in the way that I interact with people, in the way that I interact with my clients, in the way that I make choices, in the way that I behave. And I'm looking for it, as opposed to what my pattern was before, which was to look for everything that is wrong. To look at everything that was wrong in my life, in my finances, in my body. And it's a game changer.
I love that.
One thing that you said, and I think that a lot of people struggle with insecurity because they believe that the insecurity comes from a state of their body. So I wouldn't be insecure if I lost 20 pounds. I wouldn't be insecure if I didn't have this cellulite on my thighs. Or I wouldn't be insecure if my arms weren't so flabby and then I'd wear a, you know, sleeveless shirt. But something that you said reminded me that insecurity is not about the state of your body. It's about the state of your mind.
Oh my God. Like 1,000%.
So these people who think like, oh, well, if I just lose weight, then I won't be insecure. Wrong-o, bucko. Not the case at all.
No, I've been there. I've literally been there on so many sides. And I had lost the weight. I felt like I looked great. I had the money. I had the boyfriend. I had the amazing place in California and in Jersey. Like people like thought I was significant. I mean, all of it. And I remember waking up like literally like emotionless and just empty and thinking like, what is my problem? I felt like I was fake almost. I was just literally just at a low point. And I'm like, I like, So whoever's listening, if you like want to look a different way, if you want your business to be a certain way, if you want more followers or the boyfriend or the or the girlfriend or the house, whatever it is, like I promise you, like getting to that place will not make you happy.
Yeah. So what did you do when you were in that and you had lost weight and you looked amazing and you had the money and they had the two homes and the business success, but weren't feeling it? Then what?
Well, I remember this very well. The person I was dating, like literally like left me overnight kind of thing. And I know that sounds dramatic, but I knew it was coming. I one of those things. Mm-hmm. And then my father got really ill and I just literally surrendered. I was like, I'm attracting this again, like into my life because nothing is ever enough to make me happy. Mm-hmm. And it's like I had to create something to be wrong because I almost didn't know what it was like to just be happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I surrendered. I decided to dedicate my time to peace, like just being like finding peace and just like not running on the hamster wheel of like growing another business or looking a certain way. And I did really well. So whatever it was, the coach that I had worked with, he's so great at like calming the monkey mind and just like getting, cause that was my thing. I was just staying on with those victim mentalities from my past. I was looking at everyone else of why things weren't right. And I just like, my mind was just really negative. So I did a lot of work and I'm just like so proud of where I came from and like where I am now for sure.
When you just said that about, you know, you weren't happy and you were always attaching it to something else, I think that there's almost an epidemic, and maybe it's related to social media. I don't even think it really matters where it comes from or what brings it about, but like this pattern of attaching happiness or confidence to something else. So I will be happy if I lose weight. I will be happy once I get a different job. I will be happy once I get this pay raise or once my marriage improves, or I will be confident, you know, once this next thing. And that is a dangerous way to live. So when you say that you practice like just being and just creating that peacefulness, along with that, though, has to be some way or not. Tell me if I'm wrong here. But it seems to me like that has to also include no longer selling yourself a story that happiness comes with some other thing.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and again, I'm still coaching with the coach who worked me through that. But he said, if you don't make another dime, date anyone ever again, lose any more weight, gain any more, like what he's like, you literally, like your happiness should come from you just sitting at your desk looking outside and feeling so grateful and present, just like being. Yeah. I feel like he might be able to articulate it a little better, but it was the truth. Like he's like, if no one ever wants to like hire you, take your class, you have to just have happiness in being, yeah. Right? And because I did a lot of my happiness was on attachments of other people. Because a part of like where I grew in terms of the dance world or Zumba or the format that I created or network marketing, there are things that I never imagined in my life. And I feel I was just in such an alignment with life and my passion and not expecting that they kind of happened. So then after it all happened for me, I felt like if I wasn't this, then who would I be? Mm-hmm. If people didn't want to, it didn't follow me, who would I be? If I didn't continuously grow, you know, so all those stories, you know, like I was just attached to that. Whereas before I wasn't, because I was just having fun. I literally was living life and having fun and doing my passion. But I think sometimes, and I don't know, you like, I don't know if you can agree, like you get to a place where you never imagine you'd be. And it's like, I was like so stuck on it.
Yeah. Well, and it can, if you're not careful, begin to define you. I am no longer just Elizabeth. I am Elizabeth, the business owner. I am Elizabeth with a platform. And then there becomes this attachment to those things. And with attachment comes fear of loss.
Huge. And like, oh my gosh, again, I'm getting chills. It's the truth. And I remember I was when I first started the Tone and Tease website, this is like 4 years ago, maybe even longer, growing with such like clenched fists and gritted teeth of, oh my gosh, this has to be successful. And I don't even know what I meant by that.
Yeah.
That like when it wasn't working, I like would I remember just being devastated. And I'm like, what is happening? Like nothing's adding up, but I pushed through and I pushed through to a point where I was like, what, everything, like I didn't stop. Everything else made me stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What I am thinking of right now is the person who's listening who maybe feels like I did a few years ago, where if you had told me, okay, Elizabeth, so if you never lose another pound, and if you're single for the rest of your life, you can still have an amazing life, I would have said, no, I can't. No, I can't.
I'm getting chills again.
You know, and I feel like there's somebody listening right now. And fortunately, that has changed for me. Like, I know that if my business disappeared tomorrow and I woke up alone, that I could, though it might not happen in a day or a week or a month, that I could create for myself a very happy life, that is possible. But I know that I wasn't there at one point. And so to the person who is listening right now saying, I mean, okay, that sounds nice, but like, I just can't get on board with being happy with where I am, who I am, how I am right now. What can you say to that person?
Oh, that's such a great question, right? Because you can't, like, I know, because I'm thinking about myself, like, when someone's not ready to receive, like, it's right? It's almost like you can't change their mind.
Yeah.
And, like, I know what that's like trying to convince. So what I would say to that person is, like, find a practice or even, like, you, like a quiet place, you know, and just write down, like what happiness is to you. Like when they're feeling their happiness, what are they doing? Who are they with? Who are they surrounded by? I love visualization and there's a lot of science behind it. But I think that's going to be different for everyone. Right. And I think, for me, like I wasn't hearing it. And if you can't stop, if you can't, see that for yourself, I'm talking to the listener, like something or someone else will stop you. So, and this is going to, might sound harsh, but like, it could be a sickness. It could be someone leaving you. It could be, and it doesn't have to be a significant other. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. People, like, we almost don't know how we're acting until someone puts the mirror to our face. And like, you know, I was lucky enough to have people who really love me, but then like I didn't learn from them. I learned from the experience that happened that I attracted like a couple times over. So, and if you can't take the advice from people who've been through it before, you know, you're going to be,
it's going to come,
you'll be sadly missed and you'll be sad. Like, and someone might be listening to you and be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And I do agree that like having the things can give you happiness, but it doesn't, not sustainable.
Right.
Like it's so interesting because I always think back, like I've been on the stages, I've had the accolades and all the things, the traveling, the acknowledgments, and it made me happy for a period of time until it didn't.
Yeah.
So I would just find something, like I said, I don't think we need to meditate for 20 to 30 minutes, but I think time alone is so important because if you can't be alone with yourself, you know,
nothing.
Like,
in that, you got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true. And I remember my coach before I first hired him and he said, I want you to be walking your dog with nothing going on and you get chills. And when it first happened to me, I actually started crying. I'm like, I'm walking my dog and nothing is happening. And I just feel so grateful, like, and happy. So it's just like, that was powerful for me. And just like you said, if you lost it all, so to speak, it wouldn't be like losing it because you still have everything else. Right. Right. I mean, without like, I mean, for me, I feel like health and love is just, those are two main things. So whether you have cellulite or not, and I hit before and guys, before our call, I was just telling Elizabeth how, like over the summer, like I took a yoga class and I was doing a downward dog and I'm like, dude, my knees are falling. And then I like took pulled my pants down. I'm like, I have cellulite. And I think my butt like looks like a pancake. I'm like, when did this happen? Like, when did this happen? Right. And then I had called my sister. She's 10 years older than me. And I'm like, Lex, my knees are falling. Like, you know, and it's just funny because like your body changes and like, you know, things look different, but like I have legs and I can walk. So how cool is that? Right. Yeah. Like, so yeah. I just won't do downward dogs with shorts. It's just not a big deal.
You know, I got chills when you were saying, if you're not ready to hear it, that's okay. But something or someone is going to stop you and it's going to teach you. And I got chills because I wish I could say I came to this on my own, this certainty that this moment is enough. I came to it. I might cry. That's okay. I came to it when I separated from my husband because I was so excited. This period in my life where I had lost so much weight and I had started a business and I felt like all these things that were just dreams for me, here they were unfolding. And I had nobody to share it with. I was sitting alone on an apartment floor. I had almost no furniture. I had absolutely no money. And I would just say to myself, in this moment, I am okay. Which meant I'm not over the moon. Life isn't where I want it to be. But I've got a roof over my head. I've got a place to go. If I can't stay here, you know, my family will welcome me. I have food in the fridge and I have my health. And I would literally say that to myself 1,000 times a day for months. In this moment, I am okay. And I would say that there is more that is right with me than is wrong with me. And there is more that is right with my life than there is wrong with my life. And I can create the path from here. Nobody's going to create it for me, but I've got options. And in this moment, I am okay. So to the people who are like, it's not okay, keep in mind that there is more that is right with you than wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And there is more that is right with your life than there is wrong with your life. And so much of it is just that perspective, don't you think?
Yeah, I actually, oh my gosh, I love everything that you just said. It's so the truth. And I truly feel that we can change a mood in an instant.
Yes.
Like you can. Number one, it's a choice, but it's also like putting the focus somewhere else and like moving your body, yeah. Like moving your body in a different way. And that's why like I feel so strongly about what I do, but like it's just the truth.
Yeah. If you want to get out of your head, get into your body, right? Isn't that like the magic bullet?
Yeah. And like, and I always love like putting the energy or focus on someone else or something else. Like, I think it was Eric Worre who said action neutralizes negative emotion. So like if you're feeling frustration, sadness, whatever negative emotion, do some sort of activity, whether it's moving your body, like, you know, reaching out to someone and saying something about like, that's great about them, because more people are in it than we think. So when reaching out to that one person, whether it's a text or a phone call, an email, people are so grateful and it makes you feel really good.
Or serve someone who is struggling in a way that is more severe than your struggle. So whether that is at a homeless shelter or you're volunteering your time in a, you know, children's hospital or something like that, like get out of your problem, not to dismiss it, but to gain perspective, because that's what so often creates the struggle, is the perspective that we have created magnifying the problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, you said that getting out of your head and changing your mood in a moment, I think a lot of people don't realize that they have that superpower to change their mood in a moment, and they almost feel like their mood owns them and their mood runs the show, which fortunately we know is not the case. So what are some of your favorite ways to shift your mood?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, and they're nothing crazy, but like literally simply getting up, changing rooms, getting in my car, going to a coffee shop, like getting up and sending I love voice note. Like sending a voice note to like 1 to 3 people that I haven't spoken to. You know, I have a really close friend of mine who has stage 4 breast cancer that's actually gone to other places in her body, who has 5 children.
Oh
So like I, this is the thing though. She is so positive, and like when I speak to her, she's like, "I'm so sorry I haven't called you and even asked you how things are going." And I'm like, "Are you kidding?"
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like so like I say that to people close to me. I'm like things are not that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like you have to just like, or even like I'll like clap my hands, you know, just like shake my body.
Yeah.
And just like snap myself back into reality. Like it is not that serious. Right.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's just not. And like I kind of like I'll snap myself out of it. And I'm a crier. Like I cry when I'm happy or when I'm sad. It just doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And sometimes like when I'm sad, I can really let myself be in it and get carried away. And I think it's great. It's a release. But it's how long are you going to let yourself stay there? I love Abraham Hicks. Like
me
legit.
Too.
I'm obsessed with her. So she's one of my favorites. I turn on one of her things from YouTube. We have so much at our fingertips that's free. We don't even have to pay for it. Yeah. Like, yes, yeah, I pay good money for trainings and events and coaches. But like if you decided to stick with something on a daily, like even fitness, you don't have to pay to go to the gym. You just go on YouTube and there's so much that we can have fun with. And that's the thing. Like I said to a close friend, I'm like, I want to have fun with this. I get to be creative. Like we are in this, like we are in such a great like time of life
yeah.
that we can create, we can have fun. Like we can literally do whatever we want. And I just think that like to like just look at things differently. Like we have the power to decide how we think, right? And I have friends. I actually have two friends that are so funny, and they don't even let things bother them. And I'm like, I want to be you in my next life. But yeah. I thought like I'm still going to be me, and I'll never be 100% like them. But I can decide to not get annoyed. I can decide to not be sad. You know, I can, when I wake up, I can feel depressed for whatever, but I don't have to do it all day.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. I think I've come to learn that it's a choice, and some days I'm really great at it and some days I'm not. And it's just forgiving myself on the days that I stay in it longer.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you were just saying like, we have so many options and we can be creative, I was thinking about people who have like young babies, you know, 6, 8, 9 months, a year old. And when they are miserable, screaming, crying, you don't just like sit on the floor and cry with them. I mean, maybe after a really long week, maybe you do, but we are so creative when it comes to our little ones. We're going to pick them up. We're going to try to distract them. We're going to bounce them around. We're going to put on some music. We're going to dangle toys in front of their face, and we're going to keep trying things. And yet with ourselves, we act as though there's nothing we can do when there's so much that we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if this doesn't work today, because maybe today you're like, nah, I don't want to dance. I'm not feeling it. But you can go for a walk. You can send a voice note to your friend. You can serve somebody who really needs your service more than you need your own sympathy. There's so many things. And the key is you are not the victim of your mood. Reminding yourself that you are your mood maker. And I tell myself that all the time. Like, okay, I'm in a funk. I am my mood maker. What am I going to do about it?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's really cute. It's so true. And like, you know what, Elizabeth, two things. I feel that like we, and this is going to be like, this is going to sting for some people. But you're surrounding yourself with people that aren't good for you, and you're having really negative conversations, and you're talking about other people and judging them. And I feel like as humans, we're going to judge. We're going to judge ourselves and we're going to judge others, which is like, you know, it's fine, but it doesn't have to be a constant, conversation every day, like the water cooler talk at like at work, right? And I feel like the conversations, and you, and some people are almost nervous to change because they're worried about what other people are going to think. But I got to tell you, people are going to talk about you anyway, right?
Yep.
And I also think that we look at other people and think, well, it's easy for them because they can do this because, you know what I mean?
No.
And like I was there, so I know other people are thinking it, and I get it. Like when you see like a beautiful like woman on Instagram with the husband and the pretty pictures and the money, and like, of course you're going to judge and think it's easier for them, but you have no idea what their story is.
That's right.
So I just think those couple of things are what keep people stuck.
I love that you brought that up. And here's what I would say. If that stings for somebody, that means that there's something in it for you.
Yeah.
Because those are the things that get us the most. The things that strike a chord are, that is a sign. That is your mind telling you, you've got work here, you know? Because the one thing that I had to catch myself on, and I have been working on this so much in the last year, and thankfully I've gotten a lot better, but I have a lot of room to go. I used to, when my mom or my sister would call and I talked to them on most days, they would say, you know, how are you? Oh my gosh, I'm so busy. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. Oh my gosh, it's so this. And while I wasn't like, you know, complaining about my work, I certainly was not putting forward the kind of energy I want for my days. It was very much a tone, even if it wasn't verbally expressed, of like, ugh, you know, just like tapped out. And so now I noticed it with my sister today. She said, how's your day going? And I was like, so full. Which absolutely. Was it busy? For sure. But there is a different energy that comes when you're like, I have a lot on my plate. The day is really full. I'm getting things done. I'm learning a lot. I'm being challenged, etc. The energy that that creates, the mood that that creates, and the opportunity that it creates for somebody else. Because what I noticed is when I would say I'm busy to my mom or my sister, or when somebody would routinely say it to me, it was almost like, I don't have time for you. You're doing me a disservice by interrupting me because I'm so busy. And I've really kind of tried to outlaw that word in my life because I don't want to send that message to the people in my life. I'm too busy for you. Like, I'm so busy that if you call or you text, like, you're messing with me. And I don't want to set that vibe for my own life. And the same thing is true related to the gossip, related to the complaining about your boss or whatever it is. You create your vibe. So if you are the person that wakes up like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Oh my God, is it Friday yet? Like, oh my God, I'm so busy. Oh my God, I just want to, you know, I want it to be Saturday. You are creating a low energy state. So you are free to shift that.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You know, when I wake up, I'm like, I'm vibrant and full of energy. And I've actually gotten my boyfriend to do it. Like, he used to make fun of me, but I'm like, no, just say it. You're vibrant and full of energy. Even like, because you can trick your brain. Like, sure I feel so strongly about it. And it's just so fun when you say this around people and they kind of, they make fun of you in a playful way. Or even the ones that don't make fun of you in a playful way. And then, you know, time goes by and they reach out to you or like, they're like, you know what, just letting you know that helps. So I think there's something to be said too, like doing it anyway, even if you're nervous of what people think, because you don't know how many people that you will actually inspire.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am so excited for people to connect with you and be as inspired by the work that you're doing as I have been. And I cannot wait to get to know you more on a personal level because I just feel so, so connected to you in the best way. Before I have you share with people where they can connect with you, what is one final message that you want to just put out there for everybody who hears this to walk away with?
Oh God, like you're just not alone in like your crazy thoughts. They're not so crazy because we've literally all been there. And like do the work, but be committed to it, especially the days that like you don't want to do it. Like you don't feel like showing up because those are the days it's going to matter the most. And like the work on our mind is going to be the most important work that we'll ever do. And if we don't do it again, our mind will like literally take the steering wheel and take us through life. And we get this one shot, like in this amazing life, right? Like we just one time. And it's just, again, like nothing's that serious for you to like, just not be happy. And I can say that because I look at my friend who is really sick and she just finds joy. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's a choice and it's all around us. And there is more that is right than there is that is wrong. Oh my gosh, this, I could go on with you for hours and hours.
Damn, you're amazing.
No, I seriously feel like collectively the way that we can merge our experiences and our perspectives just amplifies the work that you're doing, the work that I am doing. So I know how full your days are. Thank you for giving so much of your heart and your honesty and your authenticity with my listeners. I know that not only is this conversation going to move them to action and to a brighter way of going through their days, but I also know that as they connect with you, they're going to continue to be inspired. So where can people learn more about you and everything that you say and then some? I will link up in the show notes over at primalpotential.com. So how can people get connected with you and all the amazing things you're doing?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Well, they can go to my website, tararomano.com. Romano like the cheese. That's my little joke. and I'm on, I'm also on Facebook and Instagram a ton, Tara Romano. And I have my brand Tone and Tease. And then like I also travel to do this stuff too. So if there's someone listening and like doing any sort of work or retreat, I definitely come out to do things like that. So I would just love to connect. I love connecting. I answer my messages. It's just like something really like I just love connecting and talking.
I will link up your Instagram, your Facebook. I will link up your event, Your Life Unleashed, in the show notes as well. And guys, leave a comment. I will definitely pass any of them along. If it's easier for you to leave comments on the show notes page, I will make sure that we hook you up with whatever is on your mind, on your heart, whatever your needs are. Tara, thank you so much for your time, for your energy. It is such a gift, and I can't wait to continue connecting with you.
Oh my gosh, and thanks for inviting me on and for everybody listening. You guys are just amazing.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.